Maureen Cavan Athanasia is a 14-year-old girl. She lives in Arranmore Island off the coast of Donegal. Her father, her grandfather, her great-grandfather were all fishermen. She also fishes. She catches pollock from a hook and line, the lowest impact of fishing. Maureen Cavan wants a future on the island, but she's been banned from fishing pollock. And while Maureen is told by your government that what she was doing is now illegal, she watches from her bedroom window and sees what looks like small cities, the foreign super trawlers off the coast of her island hoovering up thousands of tonnes of fish, including pollock, which your government tell her that for them it is perfectly legal. By anyone's book, Taoiseach, this is not fair. This is a young girl who just wants to fish. So, Taoiseach, how do you stand over this? A 14-year-old island girl banned from fishing with a hook and line while foreign super trawlers hoover up the same fish as byproduct off her island.
The fishery has been closed. It's been closed on scientific advice, on the basis to make sure that stocks can recover. Like, can you be a bit more honest in your public debate on these issues? I mean, you present it in a certain way, and you present it with a certain spin. But are you saying we should ignore scientific advice? Are you saying we should now enter a new era where we just simply ignore everything that we get, all advices, and just do whatever we want and allow the stocks to be depleted, and some fine day people will turn up and there's no fish to fish? I mean, I'm advised that that fishery has been closed on scientific advice with reducing stocks. If you close it, it recovers and people will be able to fish sustainably into the future. That apparently is the issue. And I think that's, you know...
Thank you, Taoiseach.
We've got to have some agreement.
There's no point of order on these questions. There isn't.
Are allowed to fish the stock as by-product.
You call our honesty into question every single day.
It's the super trawlers are allowed to.
Come off the stage.
Deputy Duncan Smith.
Come off the stage.